804 HKX Mobile.
GFW Mobile.
KO4 HKX.
QAnon, it's cool, brisk morning.
Making my way down the mountain.
Big time of Greer today, right?
I'm not working today. Today's Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, you threw me a curve being on the radio.
The trailer load of supplies I come down to pick up, and then I got to make the lap around through Greer over by your place. Pick up more supplies from customers that want to donate stuff, so that's what I'm doing this morning.
Matt, be careful out there. There's still a lot of tree limbs down on the side streets.
And I was dodging a bunch of them yesterday in the tool truck.
It ain't not set up for a narrow road, let alone all kinds of debris on the side.
Some of them, the debris is still in the road. Or right at the white line.
Well, hook a tire and blow it out.
The wide body, you'll take off the skirting along with the tire.
While to get all that cleaned up.
Be a long while before they get a lot of this stuff cleaned up. But it's amazing how quick they've got it cleaned up to where it's at.
And I guess I'll try to winterize the camper a little bit, at least blow the lines out. Well, yeah, I'd kind of planned on going out again, you know, sometime this year, but dang, with the big storm, took out a lot of the camping.
Go camping, it's going to be limited where you're going, that's for sure.
I was talking to a doctor that came into the restaurant from up in Asheville, and he was saying it's way worse than they're reporting, and he said that he came down here to pick up supplies, and the main supplies he was picking up was body bags.
It's worse than what they're reporting on the news, that's for sure. So we'll see what all we can do is best we can do with it and see what happens. I mean, that's all we can do.
It's gonna take years to get back to some resemblance of everyday life.
It'll take a while.
Yeah.
Things up here in the mountains will never be what they were before, though. But people will move on. Where Andrew's at this morning?
Helen, when does Leon go back to work?
Him, I think he said he's going to try to go back Monday.
They probably have a overloaded drivers, especially if they went up into North Carolina.
There ain't no telling. I mean, I really don't know what there is over there. Leon, he just got his power back yesterday.
It was 2 weeks.
He lives further out than I do, so you're kind of at the end of the line.
You have a living that out and remote, you know, it's really nice until something like this happens, and then, like you said, you're at the end of the line.
And that's what most people don't understand about living out like we do, is you got to be more self-sufficient. All these modern conveniences, they take a while to get there once they're damaged.
KN4 GFW.
What I sent you yesterday morning?
See anything. And that, you know, I searched and searched, thought it'd pop up, but I never did see anything.
Same here. I never seen anything either. I don't know where he come up with that information.
He'd let the people that know how to use it, right?
I said, I was just surprised by some of that, and I was like, that can't be true, so I never could find anything on it.
The post related to saying that, you know, about the about the lids tying up the repeaters and ka-chunking and, you know, and messing everything up. And, you know, it's probably like we have once in a while.
Some of that on the 610 while this was going on. People getting on there doing things they shouldn't have done. And then somebody one night kept repeatedly timing out the repeater for, I don't know, about an hour.
But they just don't have anything better to do.
I remember somebody come back in apologizing for it. They didn't mean to do it, but still, you got to learn where your equipment's at and what's going on. You got to be aware, so, because luckily everything had started to die down by then. It was a couple days in, so hopefully whoever needed to get in didn't have to deal with it.
So I notice sometimes, especially in the afternoon, the radio, it'll be like it's, you know, ka-chunking or whatever, but I don't know if it's somebody trying to get in and can't get in, or if it's like interference.
Some interference. So some of that is that there's another repeater or something that is interfering. So you kind of got to learn to tell the difference. So, but I don't know if anybody knows where it's coming from, because it's so quick that you'd never be able to get it pinned down.
KFW, yeah, roger that.
What you got going on at work today?
It's just flying under the radar, and that outage should be wrapping up, although we're way behind on a bunch of projects. They let too many people off, and just everything just didn't work out right.
Well, we had the storm come through, so I don't know how many days of work y'all missed for that. So, I'm sure that affected y'all some too.
Happened before outage, and then, so I know yesterday I had somebody come out and fuel up all the generators we have to get ready to go to Florida. We're just trying to find somebody to take them down there.
You looking for a company to do it, or what?
Came in on a flatbed, you know what I mean? So I know the shipping supervisor reached out to, you know, a few of the trucking companies looking for a flatbed to haul them down there.
Find somebody, because it sounds like that storm done quite a bit of damage down there. I heard this morning there's 2.5 million people without power.
These will be all gassed up and ready to go. And then I put, all I could get was a 90 octane non-ethanol, so they ought to run good.
What they needed, so that's, they ought to run good on that.
$100 to get them all filled up.
Got
25. Most of them hold about 8 gallons a piece, you know, on that. But it was like $300 for the fuel, and then it was a $200 wet hose fee.
Been cheaper just to load them on a trailer and take them to the gas station.
Have a trailer to do that. All I had was the back of a short bed pickup with a darn toolbox on it, taking up half the room. It had taken all day to do that, you know, load them, take them over there, unload, you know, fuel them, bring them back, unload them, and that. Yeah, it about worked out about the same difference, really. An employee at the Gastonia plant, so from Spartanburg to Gastonia is not that far. How much do you think to courier one generator up there?
$300.
$500 and change.
Be a delivery business.
It's like Susan was talking to a lady that was a longtime customer of hers at the restaurant. And they got three trees down in their yard. You know, they're older couple. They can't do it by themselves. He had had a stroke. And they're down and they're not on anything. And they wanted like $12K to cut it up. Do the price gouging. They're price gouging because they know that the insurance will pay it. And then it just makes mine and your insurance go up.
That's for sure, and I guarantee you, everybody's insurance in Western North Carolina is getting ready to skyrocket.
If they don't do like they did in some areas, you know, like out in California, and just go ahead and drop you all together.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with all the people that have moved into the area that aren't accustomed to the severity of this weather in the mountains.
It's going to be tough. There's a serious learning curve. I know I had a learning curve when I moved out to Colorado.
Dude.
You and Ken, isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, your ears are starting to learn the name. Good morning, KN4GFW.
Yeah, I got lucky on that one, didn't I?
Thought it was your skill.
4MUF. Hey, good morning, Jody. KO4HKX over here.
Good morning, Jody. KN4TFW. How's the road clearing go?
It's going great. I'll be right back. I just got a call. You and Miss Vicky doing this morning?
She's sleeping. I've been up for about 20 minutes or so. I get up early. She sleeps in a little bit.
Still in the bed, too, and I'm already down here in Easley.
Four.
I retired about 10, 11 years ago, and I still can't shake it. I still wake up early, but I'm getting a little later, you know, every year, maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Or is that he?
Talking about insurance, I saw down there in Florida, just a regular house, nothing fancy, not flood or tornado or hurricane insurance, regular insurance, $11K a year. How people afford that. I mean, and it's probably that much in taxes, too. I mean, you're $2,000 a month just to stay there. Down there in Florida, like, where, you know, the area where that hurricane hit, and, you know, how expensive it was. I don't know how people afford to do that, especially if you're on some kind of fixed income.
I've had some friends in Florida that, one of them, I think he's pretty well lost his house. The flood, you know, it wasn't the wind, it was the flood came in, you know, got him. So I think they ran on his street, he had like 4 feet of water, and a few other people, and some I haven't heard from yet.
Is in Florida, I got to check on.
It's every which way we turn, isn't it?
Seemed that way at times. Over here to Joey's to pick up that trailer, and then from there I will meet another gentleman for breakfast, and I'm going to make a lap through my route picking up supplies that everybody's donated. So just making a donation run down here this morning.
Here was Greer yesterday. I didn't know if you, now you do it for the week in the Greer area, for instance, and then you go to wherever for the next week or something.
Changes every day. I have a different area every day.
How you were doing that, I was just thinking you did it for a week. I didn't know. Everybody that you deal with in a week.
It's worth hitting. Some of them just either personality clashes or, you know, some they just don't want to do business with you, or they're a Harbor Freight guy that only wants, that's the kind of tools they want to fight with all their life, so. And you just leave them alone, let them do their thing. You know, everybody's got their own right to do what they want to do.
I've been guilty of Harbor Freight, so.
Talking it as a DIY or single-use stuff like that, it's great for that, but something you're trying to earn a living with, no.
You may as well bought something good.
Oh, it's got a lifetime warranty on it. Yeah, well, if you got to go back to the store every other day, what good is it? You wasted all that time and money that you could have been making money running back and forth to the store when I come around every week.
I used to have Snap-on stuff and some what is it, SK and stuff, but I made a mistake of not locking my toolbox, let the guys use what they needed, and it all the good stuff just slowly disappeared.
That nobody takes care of your stuff like you do.
On something, I think I got every tool in my shop out when I'm working on something, and I just leave it that way because when I stop, because I pick right back up where I was, you know, don't have to clean up because it's just me.
Past the 2685 interchange, headed up here to Spartanburg.
Right near 85.
85, and I just went under the 26.
You back in there yet? Didn't want to leave him out of the group.
We're going to work too this morning.
For Pickens County over here.
Anderson County?
I can't remember which one.
I think he lives in Pickens and works in Anderson. He's a heavy equipment operator. So right now they're clearing a lot of debris off of the road and stuff like that and repairing roads.
Debris over here, you know, getting, I had to cut a tree fell so I could use it. I mean, just, of course, we thought we had something bad happen to us, you know, until we realized what really happened.
That you start looking around and what happened to most of us is nothing compared to what happened in some places.
I opened the door and looked outside when it calmed a little bit, and I said, wow, look at the yard. It looked like almost like a rack, you know, with trees, and I looked around the neighborhood just looking, and it was terrible till we found out what really happened. Couple days or so, you know, to clean up.
Give me a couple weeks to clean up around my place and help the neighbors, not just my, I didn't take any damage at my place that I know of yet. No trees that I've seen fall or anything, so. But I'll have to get the road back in shape for everybody.
You have the property yet?
I've been so busy trying to help everybody else, I hadn't even went up there and looked at it. I make sure, if I get time, I may try to sneak up that way today, but I doubt it. Trees. I haven't seen it yet. So, like I said, it's all trees. It couldn't hit anything. It's going to hurt anything. So, it'll be just cleanup if something did blow over or anything. So, I'll worry about it another time. I got other things to. More people that need help.
Was it 190? Either 146 or something. Well, anyway, 190. They're running some stuff. I think it's up in, I guess near Asheville, Avery or something. They're running an outfit doing kind of like what you guys are doing.
They've been running emergency services and search crews through there because that repeater's got awesome coverage up that way.
I forgot, maybe Vicky or something, her name, she was running it.
That she is. I can't remember her name either, but there have been a couple people come in and out of there helping with that one, and they're doing an awesome job, way better than I did. But they're, like I said, they're coordinating us with the search crews on the ground and keeping track of them right now, because there's still a lot of people out there doing recovery and just work crews, and that's what they're using for their line of communication, because there is nothing else up there.
Running into some government, I guess you'd call it resistance, maybe, on the, that they were having some problems with.
That, well, we run into some of it when we were up there trying to push forward, but now Pastor's got in communication with all the sheriffs in the county and know what's going on, so if they give us any trouble, we're to call them and they'll take care of it.
In control of the states over federal, aren't they?
He's the highest elected official in the county. He has full authority, so they can take control of all of it, and that's a good thing in a lot of ways. So as long as you got them on your side, you can pretty much get in. And that's what a lot of people have found, is these groups are not in with somebody that the sheriff knows, the company they know is there. So that's what it boils down to. They're trying to keep the looting and everything to a minimum, because they've had some problems with all that.
They're looting
to the extent that you see in the big cities and stuff like that, but there are little bitty pockets of it. So the sheriffs are just trying to protect their people and not allow just anybody in at this time.
I ain't even thought about looting. Well, I mean, what is there to loot?
Stuff is just scattered all up and down the road. You got to try to give them a chance to find it first. But guys, I have arrived here where I'm at, so I'm going to jump out of here, dude. Ken, Jody, y'all have a great day, and I will talk to you later. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys.
Later on there, Patrick. Have a good one.
Be safe out there and keep up the good work. KN4 GFW. Catch you later.
From work, Ken.
I'm about 1 mile out.
There too. I'm only about 50 yards away.
And I get up early on my days off.
I got up early for so long. I still do it. It's just automatic. I'll still wake up, you know, around 4 o'clock a lot of times, but it took me a while to learn how to go back to sleep, because I get up for a while, but I've got it back to 5-ish now.
To sleep for too long, the dog will remind me that she needs to go out.
Once in a while, I guess they call it crashing, but when I do, if I oversleep, like if I have to sleep till 6:30 or something like that, I'm wore out all day long.
If too much sleep is counterproductive, isn't it?
All day if I do that. I always have been when I sleep. Even when I was working, I'd try to sleep in, you know. And sometimes I could, you know, on my days off. And I just wasn't any good. I slept too much.
You got big plans for the weekend?
It's funny. Every day is a weekend. You know, once you retire, it's you lose track of your days, really, sometimes. You know what day it is. It's, you know, not from dementia, just from, it doesn't matter. So it's like every day is like a Saturday, kind of. I guess you're getting close to where you're going, so I'm going to head down to the shop and piddle around a little bit and find something to get into. But we'll catch you later, Ken. Enjoyed it. Be safe out there. And Jody, if you're listening, 73's everybody, in 4AZE.
Good to hear you this morning, and I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll catch you again later down the log. KN4 TFW.